Romancing the Ego, Lesson 1, Witnessing Your Ego Dance with Emotions. As you open to embracing your ego, you want to begin the process of observing your emotional reactions and responses to situations and triggers. Developing the observer self is an essential step because it allows you to break the instinctual primitive reactions. Phase 1. Observe without judgment, breaking the pattern of instinctual reactions. What triggers you to respond with fear, anger, irritation, doubt, or low self-esteem? Just notice. Look for patterns in these triggers and responses. Notice what brings you emotions of joy, excitement, courage, and calm. Just notice. Then look for patterns. With practice, you will reduce the time between the initial onset of an emotion and observing what triggered it. Phase 2, observe the storylines. Detaching from old stories and beliefs that no longer serve you. Next, observe the storyline through the thoughts that you attach to the emotions you feel. These also usually begin before you are aware that you are thinking them. Your brain, or your ego, is constantly categorizing and compartmentalizing perceived threats and accessing a database of past experiences in order to protect you from difficult emotions. For example, if the possibility to opening up for a loving relationship triggers fear, you may notice you have old storylines or beliefs such as, no one loves me, or everyone I love abandons me. Phase 3, realize the origin. Remember, in early years of humanity, fear was directly linked to a threat for your physical safety. Anger was usually tied to a threat towards you or your offspring, your community, or an infringement on your territory, which over time could result in the threat to your survival. How were joy, relaxation, and more pleasant emotions a threat to your survival? Joy and relaxation often resulted in letting the guard down. In our primitive survival days as a species, letting our guard down could easily result in death for yourself or others. The survival imprint carries through to current times, which is why our little ego often reminds us of things to worry about, even in the middle of feeling great. So many people cannot rest into the feeling that they can trust that they are supported. Life is easy and joyful. Relationships can be healthy. Their needs are met and cared for. Because without an upgrade, our ego is telling us and working on overdrive to protect us from phantom threats. There are certainly people who live today in physical survival mode in our world right now. However, most of us are living in perceived survival mode. We perceive that there might be a threat sometime in our future, and we react with that same fight or flight attention as if that threat was imminent. When this happens and you feel that flight or fight trigger, ask yourself, is something going to kill me? Tune in. No. If everything goes wrong, will I die? No. Then look around your environment and describe a neutral item in the room. Is it small, large, soft, round, square? And as you start to describe that in your head, This simple exercise will have a profound effect on your visceral reaction. The first two questions stop the primitive survival instinct from working on overdrive, and then describing the neutral item shifts your brain from survival to creative thinking. Upgrading our ego consciousness helps us break these cycles. To expand our consciousness, we must bring every aspect of ourselves along. Your assignment. Begin by observing your triggers and emotional reactions as described above. Take time throughout your days to feel and simply observe your emotions and get in the habit of noticing those triggers. Then, if you want, you can move on to noticing any stories, any thoughts, any beliefs that you attach once you notice that you're experiencing an emotion. Imagine yourself dialoguing with your ego about these experiences. And then share these experiences on Facebook in our private group if you're comfortable.